RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times bestselling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio on RadioMD.
Michelle, put that apple down. We need to talk about more whole foods.
Apple.
Come on. That is an apple. Oh, I see. It was a wood apple. Oh, my goodness gracious. We're talking about whole foods. Well, for crying out loud, everyone out there is all about eating clean, whole foods. And that means do-it-yourself foods, too. So we have our go-to chef, Chef Abby Gelman, on with us. Yay. Hey, Abby.
Hi, ladies.
And we're going to talk about do-it-yourself foods. Now, come on. So many people out there are just not really great in the kitchen. I'm trying to be PC
Me.
Here. They're actually
Me.
Pretty horrific. Okay, that was Michelle. Horrific. Horrific. Okay. So let's do something really simple but wonderful for our body. And you gave us a whole bunch of really cool options. Right off the bat, just do the yogurt thing, because everyone knows it's such a great way to feed your belly bugs, you know, your microbiome
yes.
in your gut. So go
yes.
for it, Chef Abby.
Well, it's really easy to make yogurt at home. And so it's quick, it's simple, and affordable. So, you know, yogurt is such a great food. It's fermented. It's got all sorts of, you know, probiotics happening in there. And what most people don't know is that it literally takes, you know, just a handful of minutes to start it. And then you kind of walk away and leave it. And what could be easier than that, right?
Exactly.
So just the quick version, we won't go through the whole recipe step by step, but essentially you just take milk. And heavy cream is optional depending on, you know, how rich you want the yogurt to be, but you can just use regular milk. And all you have to do is heat it up a little bit, like a simmering little bit of bubbles, takes a few minutes, and then you let it cool and you put a little bit of already, you know, yogurt that you could have bought some yogurt from the store to be your original starter. You put some of that starter in there, you mix it up, you kind of put it in a bowl with a towel on it in some place that's fairly warm, and you walk away for, you know, 6 to 12 hours, and then you have yogurt. That's it.
Now,
I had no
what's
idea
with the
that
towel?
Was that simple. Wow.
Oh,
what's with the towel?
Kind of keeps everything in. So if you've ever seen, like, whenever you're kind of leaving dough to rise or anything like that, you kind of keep it in a warm spot. It's the same general premise. You kind of keep it covered so nothing is getting in there, and all the kind of heat and things that are trapped in there that happen during the fermentation process kind of stay in there. And it like kind of heats itself almost from fermentation.
So, Abby,
okay.
I want to yeah. know about grab and go granola bars, because that
See,
maybe
I
that's the kind of thing I can
that.
Make.
Yeah, well, let's
it.
Start with basic granola first, because that's
talk slow,
like easy to do, and you can kind of put whatever you want in it, and you can keep it on hand in your pantry for a really long time. So, and then that's kind of the basis for making it into a bar form. So basically, the general gist is I say 6 parts dry to 1 part wet, and the dry would be things like rolled oats, nuts, seeds, coconut
cherries,
flakes,
dried cherries.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yes, but we're going to hold off on
the
dried fruit to the end. Keep the dried fruit out of it for a second. But anything that's a grain or nut kind of, you know, type of thing. And then wet ingredients would be oil. It could be, you know, so a neutral flavor would be a canola oil or a grapeseed oil.
Flax oil.
You could use flax oil. Flax doesn't do great with heat. So I would recommend using flax seeds instead or ground flax.
That's a good idea.
You can add an egg white in there. You can add maple syrup in there. You know, I love the maple syrup and honey for a little bit of sweetness. And you kind of mix all of that together and then put in whatever seasonings you like. So cinnamon, nutmeg, vanilla, salt, any kind of thing that you like. And then you bake it.
Now, wait, hold on. Hold on now.
Yep,
so so
hold
for the all the people out there going, wait a minute, you said sugar, that bad word, right?
Well,
and
honey.
So, well, we got to talk here.
We like. Yep.
So what kind of honey specifically? What kind
Well, we
of
like
honey?
The raw honey. The raw honey and maple syrup. And the reason we generally move towards those as our recommendations is because they have vitamins and minerals in them in addition to some sweetness. So there's magnesium and potassium and all of these good things happening in honey and maple syrup that give you extra nutrition and not just sugar and empty
So calories. Everyone out there, don't freak out. You know, we're talking about grade B maple syrup, right?
Yep.
Grade B
yep.
maple syrup. And we're talking about raw honey, not trash, raw honey. And, you know, you're going to be able to make enough, you know, it's there's going to be a lot here. And so, you know, you're going to have natural forms of sweetness here. Notice that Chef Abby did not say, and grab a mountain of white refined sugar. That was never in her mouth.
You can leave the sweet out, too. You don't even need that. You can just use oil and egg white for extra protein. You don't even need the honey or the maple syrup. That is totally your choice. And what we can do after you bake it, you bake it for about 40 or 45 minutes on 300. And then after that, you add in your dried cherries, your dried cranberries, any dried fruit or things like that that you like. That adds sweetness naturally. So you can completely avoid the honey and the syrup and just use dried fruit.
I'm going to try
So this is the fun. Well, so this is just messing around in the kitchen kind of a thing. And you've got to, you know, taste it out for yourself and make sure everything's A-okay. So that's all good. I'm loving it. This is fantastic.
About pickles?
What else can we do?
For the bars, you just kind of put a bunch of that stuff together, maybe with a little nut butter, and you press it into a pan. And then you bake it that way, and then you cut it into bars. That's kind of the short version. But it's basically doing a granola thing, but with something to hold it together, which is usually in the form of nut butter. And then you bake it off and cut it into bars.
That's so easy.
Well, you know what I love about this, seriously? And, you know, now I'm going to get on my high horse here.
Right?
And that is this whole thing about women out there, you know, spending through the nose, girlfriends, through the nose on all those energy bars that are like $5 a hit.
And they're not good
And they're
for
all
you.
Filled. No, they're just filled with preservatives and crap and sugar.
Yep.
And it's all ridiculous.
Calories.
And they're really glorified candy bars. They're glorified candy bars.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
Whereas what Chef Abby is talking about is something that's natural, takes no time at all. Why, even our wonderful Michelle can do this.
Okay. We'll see.
Did you hear that? Wait a minute. She's running off to the kitchen now.
Oh, see ya.
She is out of here. She is totally going to, you know, the kitchen as we speak. Oh my God. This is just the funniest thing ever. So this is good. So we've been talking to our go-to chef. Chef Abby Gelman, run on over to her website, culinarynutritioncuisine.com, to learn even more. Chef Abby, thanks so much for being
Thank
on
you.
Her radio to talk about do-it-your foods, yogurt, granola. Well, we never did get to those pickles. Oh, Michelle.
I know.
Ah, so
we can
thanks,
do it next
so,
time, right?
Chef. You got it, man. All right. I am Dr. Pamela Peake, and you are Michelle King-Robeson.
And you are listening to Her Radio. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and if you have a health question that you want to ask Dr. Peake or myself, you can email us at askher@radiomd.com. Stay well.